is the famous sound of rock guitar virtuoso Eddie Van Halen. He has died from throat cancer. His wife was by his side when he passed in Southern California today. Eddie Van Halen's playing defined hard rock in the late 70s and throughout the 1980s. Rolling Stone magazine says his technique rearranged the DNA of rock guitar forever. Our own Dimitri Soto spoke with the Washington Post staff writer Harrison Smith about the life and music of Eddie Van Halen.
He just had this pyrotechnic sound. I think he described Van Halen's music once as sounding like Godzilla waking up. And it really was this kind of monster, this amazing, beautiful monster of noise coming out of his electric guitar. He had grown up listening to guitarists like Eric Clapton playing old Cream records slow to figure out how to imitate their solos. And for a younger generation of guitarists, they sort of did the same with him. He was a model for what it was to play the electric guitar, fast, loud, and in just this beautifully melodic way in the late 70s and early 80s.
It was almost comical to look at the number of imitators he had. A lot of heavy metal and hard rock guitarists would tap on the neck of the guitar, but it was Eddie Van Halen who created that.
That's right. Yeah, this was a technique known as two-hand tapping. Basically, it was just adding a sixth finger to his hand, and in doing so, he was able to get even more notes out of the guitar on songs like Eruption, that really amazing explosion of power chords that he had in the 80s.
What about the band Van Halen? To make the most obvious statement in the world, Van Halen would not sound like Van Halen without Eddie, but there were some other components there and big egos, and I guess that's the other side of this story. A lot of conflict in that band.
There was definitely a lot of conflict in Van Halen, but at the same time, whatever was happening backstage, it made for some incredible music. So Eddie was joined by his brother, Alex Van Halen, on the drums. There was Michael Anthony on the bass. And of course, David Lee Roth, the singer, who was just jumping around on the stage and gave songs like Panama and Hot for Teacher those memorable lyrics.
Was Eddie Van Halen a classically trained musician?
He was. His dad was actually a clarinetist from the Netherlands. So Eddie grew up playing the piano, and he actually played the drums briefly before switching instruments with his brother Alex. And even when he was with Van Halen, he was doing work on piano and keyboard. So he actually came up with a synth line for their song Jump, in addition to all the guitar work he was doing.
But he was rarely seen without a cigarette dangling from his lips. It at least outwardly appeared like he was living the rock and roll lifestyle, but you got the sense that there was always a seriousness to him as well.
Definitely was a heavy smoker, and he talked a bit about his struggles with drug and alcohol addiction, but he was incredibly thoughtful about music. And I think when you hear people who played with him, certainly other guitarists who imitated him, they talk about him as a kind of genius of hard rock. The sound that he came up with was building on the work of people like Clapton, like Jimmy Page with Led Zeppelin, but he was taking it in a more powerful direction with Van Halen.
Music has changed so much to where we are now, heavily influenced by rap and hip hop as far as popular music. Do you still hear Eddie Van Halen in some way in modern music?
It's true. I guess you have a hard time thinking of the next Eddie Van Halen, right? Is there anyone who approaches him as a guitar god right now? I'm not sure. But even in Eddie's prime, he wasn't just doing hard rock per se. I mean, he was playing on Beat It, the Michael Jackson song. He was collaborating with other musicians like Brian May of Queen and Roger Waters and Pink Floyd. So I do think that music kind of seeped into pop. And even if Van Halen only had one number one song with Jump, anyone who lived through the 80s had them in mind all the time. It was hard to go through the day without hearing a snatch of Panama or Jump, Hot for Teacher, any of those songs.
Harrison, is there some aspect of his life or his music you'd like to finish up with?
Eddie Van Halen, the extent to which he was thoughtful or serious about music. And I just, one thing that strikes me in thinking back on his legacy is just this breadth of interest that he had. Eddie actually came up with a synth line for Jump, and his bandmates kind of gave him a hard time about this. They wanted him to play the guitar and keep doing these amazing solos. He replied by saying that if he wanted to play a tuba or if he wanted to play a Bavarian cheese whistle, he would do it. He just wanted to make music, and he kept playing with those bandmates, even amid all the drama and the conflict they had, into the mid 2000s, going on tour because he just wanted to make music for people. It's hard to think of Van Halen without Jump coming to mind. I don't know if it's at the top of your list of favorite Van Halen songs, but it has to be up there.
That is Washington Post staff writer Harrison Smith on Skype remembering Eddie Van Halen, who has died at 65.